All right, I used to live in Maine. Anybody here like Maine? You guys from Maine? Okay, I hate Maine. Hate it. I lived there for 6 years. I've been away from there for 8 years, and this was the first summer that I could look at trees and not get pissed off. Yeah. We moved up to Maine, you know, we were like from the city and we moved up to Maine, and my dad, God love him, Lynn guy, you know, brickyard Lynn guy, my mom would drag him up to Maine twice a year. It was like a trip to hell for dear old dad there, and he'd get out of the car and I'd be sitting on my porch. I lived in front of this mountain, you know, and this moon would be coming up and the sun would be going down. It would be this outrageous panorama laid out before us, and my dad would get out of the car and come up and sit down, and we would look over this incredible scenery, and he would put his arm around me in this very paternal moment, you know, and whisper in my ear, "What the fuck are you doing up here?" They say, "Dad, I'm trying to get back to the earth, dude." You say, "Well, I have no idea what that means, but if it has anything to do with being dirt poor the rest of your life, then you're doing a hell of a job." One of the things that we do when we move from the city up to the country and we're trying to get back to the earth, dudes, is we breastfeed our children till they're 14. Oh, yeah. Some lady from Cambridge wrote a book about it, so it's got to be true. Yeah. It's one of those books that's made out of, like, recycled alfalfa sprouts. Yeah. You have to be, like, a graduate of the Evelyn Wood speed reading course in order to read it, because it's literally biodegrading as you turn the pages. Yeah. And in that book, it says if you breastfeed your children till they're 14, it creates Bondo. That's not it. It's something like that, though. Bondage, that's what it is. Creates a bondage. No, it creates a bond. A U.S. savings bond in a bank somewhere. I'm not sure what the hell it does. But after about 1 year, I took the book and I accelerated its trip back to the earth by hurling it in the compost pile. And I sat my son down. And I had the first of many conversations with him